What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engage Heaven today, this amazing Tuesday morning, September 13th. Want to thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day. And we are talking about desire. Desire is a very, very important thing. And the scripture today is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 31. It says, earnestly desire the best gifts, and yet I show you a more excellent way. The Bible is filled with the word desire. It says in Psalms 37, verse 4, he gives you the desires of your heart. The Bible says in Psalm 38, 9, all my desire is before you. And the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 1, that desire spiritual gifts. It's important to realize that God gives us everything we need, but we have to go after the things that we want. You're not going to be exempt from pursuit. When someone's sick, one of the first things they lose is their appetite. And it's the same with our spiritual well-being. When it comes to faith, when we stop eating, when we stop feeding ourselves on the Word of God, it's the first sign something's wrong with us spiritually. If we're not desiring the things of God, if we're not hungry for something greater in our life, it's probably something off. Because Paul talked a lot about spiritual gifts. He told us to desire them, right? He said to pursue love. And if we want to see the things of God in our lives, we've got to be hungry for them and go after them. And the question today is, what are you thirsty for and what are you hungry for? Hunger is everything. It's a gift. You know, we can't desire. If there's no desire for greater things, you're not going to have it. The Bible has this amazing phrase and it says, deep cries out to deep. I love it. Deep cries out to deep, meaning if there's a deep inside of you, like a deep longing for something, there's a deep to receive it, right? If there's a longing in me, then there's going to be something to receive it, and there's going to be a deep connected to it. And you can't eat something spiritually that you don't have a desire for, right? I want to be born again. Great. Receive the Lord in your life. There you go. You're in. You want to grow in the things of God and develop maturity spiritually, you better start thirsting for something. It's not all just I take it and then I just walk out. No, there needs to be a desire. There needs to be a hunger. The Bible says they that hunger and thirst for righteousness, those people that do, they're going to be filled. So how do I measure your life by your filled factor? You are filled with what you've been longing for. And so being thirsty and being hungry and being desperate is something that we have to be when it comes to the Lord. So how is your hunger physically? Right? Most people wake up in the morning, either you're a breakfast eater or not. At some point, you're having a meal, right? Whether you make it lunch or dinner or all of them, you're having a hearty meal. There's going to be something of substance that you're going to eat. And when you don't eat, you know, my mother stopped eating. It was like the first sign she was really sick. We didn't know what was wrong with her. We didn't know that she had pancreatic cancer, but it was like she stopped eating. I'm like, you better start eating. I don't care if you're not hungry. You better start eating. Do you want to live? You better start eating. It's the first sign, first red flag, right? Kids, you bring a baby home from the hospital. They always ask you like how long since their last feeding. The kid goes and misses a couple feedings, you get a little nervous. They don't have an appetite. It's the first sign that we're like, oh man, something's wrong. When I see a Christian that doesn't have an appetite for God, that doesn't have an appetite for the supernatural, there's a problem. It's a red flag immediately to me when I see people that don't have a desire for something more. And so hunger is important. And now let me tell you something. In the world, when you don't eat, you get hungry, right? If we stopped eating for a day, you would eventually be very hungry. It's the opposite spiritually. Spiritually, when you eat, you become hungrier. When I feast on God's word, it makes me thirsty for the things of God. When I spend time doing this devotional, it makes me more aware and I want more things of God. That's how it works. In the natural, you stop eating, nothing's going to happen. In the spiritual, you start to eat, you only want more. You thirst for more. You long for more. You desire more. You pursue more. You read more. I mean, it's just, it's more is what you're after. And so today, how much are you eating spiritually? Like, what are you hungry for? What are you going after? Let's ramp it up, right? Let's read more. Let's pray more. Let's do more. Let's thirst ourselves into thirst. Eat ourselves into greater hunger. You start to devour the word. It becomes so real to you. You can't stop. You want more of the word. I want more worship. I want more prayer. I want to do more devotion. I mean, you start to eat, you get hungry. And so today, take a spiritual assessment. How's your hunger level, right? Is there not much hunger there? Then that's a spiritual sickness. It's a sign that we've got to do something about it. Maybe you are hungry for God. That's why you're listening to this podcast, because you're always like, yes, that's where I am. Great. Let's pray. Spend some time with the Father. Take some time before or after this podcast when there's no one else around and just worship Jesus. Because that, I believe, transforms the world around us. He's looking, and he said in his word, he's looking for worshipers. He's not looking for worship. He's looking for worshipers. So today I pray that our eyes would be open to the reality of the supernatural, and we would begin to have a thirst for what he's called us to. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Come on, what a great episode. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Engage Heaven Today podcast. Follow along, grab the book, Engaging Heaven Today, 365-day devotionals. Also, we got some great news coming up for our women's devotional. You'll hear about it next week. Can't wait to fill you in. We love you guys. Thank you for tuning in. I'm out.